proceed to the next case in the morning, which is Shihun Liu versus McCasey.
Good morning, judges.
Second. Okay, Mr. Lee.
So, generally, so my name is Tian Li, so a counsel from Michigan on behalf of plaintiff, or actually, it's a petitioner.
Okay.
So, Your Honor, it's, actually, it's, I would like to raise two issues for court's review. First one is level of persecution, and the second one is IJ's adverse credibility determination. The petitioner was a 41-year-old male, native and a citizen of China, so by the time of his merits hearing. He entered the United States with a visitor visa on February 24, 2001, and only within 10 days of his arrival, he applied his asylum application immediately. That was March 5th, 2001.
Forgive me for interrupting you, Mr. Lee, but we have really, you know, read the facts, and
okay.
You have very little time. So
okay, sure.
I'm
pretty sure,
so
within
like
10 minutes. Okay. So first issue I would like to is...
Could I just ask a question?
Sure, please.
Yeah. See if... it seems that there were some issues that may have been created by the problems translating the hospital records that were supplied by Mr. Liu to the immigration judge. Were there any language problems apparent in Mr. Liu's testimony? I know that he required a translator. I ask you this question because there is this issue of how he answered one of the questions. Did you have a valid passport? And valid is a word that's open to many interpretations and probably multiple translations. So my question is, were there apparent language problems?
Your Honor, it's actually valid. I'm not so sure the original transcripts is how the translate interpreters the valid in Chinese. But according to the record, my client indicated that the passport was fraudulent. It was arranged and made by snake heads.
Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, so that's why my point is fraudulent documents cannot be a basis for asylum applications.
I guess follow up on that. Fraudulent means it's not valid. Obviously,
that's correct, Your Honor.
You can bribe somebody and get a valid one. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way they give out, you know.
A stolen one?
No.
No, it's a passport. Actually, it's according to the testimony, it's arranged by Snickers when he was detained.
Yes, but I'm afraid I wasn't clear in my question. Because what I'm trying to get to is, did he understand what the word valid meant?
Your Honor, according to the record, I'm not able to clarify whether he understood or not.
Okay, that's...
Probably not, I prefer.
Yeah, that's the question.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. So should I go back?
I also wanted to ask you this. He testified after his release from detention that he was required to report to the police station every week. Would the record tell us whether anyone ever asked whether that was the reason that he left the hospital after a week? Because that, of course, might explain the hospitalization recommended notation if he left the hospital early because he was required to report into the police.
But as according to the record and also supported by this medical report, and he was hospitalized for about a week, but the record did not indicate whether he just he reported to the police during his hospitalization. So that's why this point is, my point is based on this dishonorable court. It's a case is Tremco versus Gonzalez, number 062638. The decision was made July 31st, 2007. It said it's an instant beating that accused alien to be hospitalized over extended period of time was sufficient to establish persecution. So my point is, the immigration judges indicate the alien did not establish the level of persecution. But I think with the case, support the case of this court, I think he did establish the persecution. And also, BIA, the Board of Appeal, even did not rule these issues regarding the level of persecution. And the persecution is, I also believe is, for the past persecution is the country report 2006 from 2000 to 2006 reflects the truthfulness of general situation in China that the petitioner testified. It's according to a country report, the government, it said, quote, the Chinese government's human rights record in Tibet area of China remain poor and the level of repression of religious freedom remain high. The government continued to strongly criticize the Dalai Lama and associate Tibet Buddhist religious activity with separatist sympathies. This is a country report said.
I guess what you're saying is that this religious persecution was persecution and the IJ didn't recognize it as such. Is that your argument?
That's correct, Your Honor. And regarding, may I continue, Your Honor? So regarding issue of adverse credibility determination, so I believe the major is two issues. Is one is passport, another is the respondent was fired by the work unit. And the passport just now I mentioned, I believe is according to the case ruled by this court, so IJ cannot, the immigration judge cannot base his asylum denial on aliens' use of fraudulent document. So regarding the work unit, as I have another Seventh Circuit Court case, it's Cadier versus Gonzalez. It's Gonzalez. It's case number 061299. So I believe the IJ in that case, IJ probably questioned alien by failing to give alien a full opportunity to explain. I believe this, in this case, the respondent should be given an opportunity to address any kind of apparent inconsistency and maybe explain any misrepresentation or concealment of material facts. Thank you, Your Honor.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Madsen.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court.
Good morning.
Good morning. Peter Madsen for the respondent. As an initial matter in responding to some of the arguments of opposing counsel, the translation errors was never addressed below, never even mentioned previously, and the nature and of the passport has never been raised prior to today. This case is clearly about a credibility determination by an IJ on at least three specific areas. The first would be a significant discrepancy between the written asylum application and Mr. Liu's testimony before the immigration judge with regard to his passport and when he applied for it and when he formed the decision to seek refuge in the United States.
You know, Mr. Mattson, Mr. Liu seems to have presented more documentary evidence than petitioners in his circumstances usually have, certainly more than I've seen. He had medical records. He had a letter from his employer. I understand that the IJ was suspicious of the notation hospitalization recommended, but is there any forensic evidence demonstrating that these documents were not genuine?
There was no forensic test done. The judge judge questioned their legitimacy in his decision because they didn't appear in his initial application. Mr. Liu submitted his application a few months after his arrival in 2001 and then withdrew that application after several hearings and applied for adjustment of status. And then after his adjustment application failed, he then renewed his asylum application, and that's when these additional documents appeared. He had did not include them in his initial application.
Well, he had to send to China for some of them.
He had the opportunity to bring them.
You have to. Real world is so different from the world that we so often hear about here. You know, the fee that he paid for his passport strongly suggests that it was obtained through non-official channels, probably through bribery. You know, wouldn't that account for the date discrepancy? We're only talking about a few days here. Seems a poor reason to find an entire story false. I must say to you that my reading of this IJ is that he was looking for any reason to keep this fellow from gaining asylum.
I certainly agree that $12,000 is a little pricey for a passport, no matter where you get it. But the fact isn't exclusively the passport.
The BIA identified four inconsistencies that led to the approval. His omission of his hospitalization from his original asylum application, but that certainly would never render someone's testimony per se incredible. We've held that an asylum application need not be complete and may be supplemented by testimony that add details or explain inconsistencies. And in his original application, he detailed the extent of his injuries. And at his hearing, he added that the injuries resulted in hospitalization. This isn't a situation where he tells one story in an application, a different story during his hearing. I just don't understand an IJ basing an adverse credibility determination on a factor such as that. And I'm sorry, you know that you're the messenger.
There are at least four areas where the immigration judge specifically detailed his concerns.
Right, was one.
When Mr. Liu testified that repeatedly, and the immigration judge gave him the opportunity to correct the story with regard to his passport, he consistently testified that he applied in December. How do you explain this November 23rd date? And Mr. Liu offered nothing other than, frankly, the only statement was today by opposing counsel in argument that it was a fraudulent passport.
Look,
the conclusion is obvious to us, but that was not raised during the hearing.
Yes, at the hearing, as I recall it, he responded yes to the IJ's questioning whether he had a valid passport. However, he repeatedly explained that he didn't procure the passport himself. He had paid the friend an equivalent of over $13,000 to procure it for him. This suggests, of course, it wasn't obtained through proper legal channels and would explain the discrepancy in the date. And just like in our Jiang case, the BIA inappropriately, it seems to me, but, you know, I'm just one person, overlooked Liu's explanation for the date discrepancy. There's an incredible dearth of information about that's available as to what constitutes a valid Chinese passport and what, you know, weight that should be given to this kind of evidence. So, you know, they've got to. There's no evidence. I mean, I'm sorry.
What about the other three? Just run through them.
The hospital records indicate several different interpretations of what had occurred, and he was either ordered to hospitalization or left the police detention on November 29th and then went immediately to the hospital, or his other story is that he left detention and went back to work, at which time he was notified he was fired. So hospitalization would be number two. The time that he learned that he had been fired from his employment would be number three.
Well, there was a delay between being laid off and fired, wasn't there?
Right.
About 3 months or something? You actually got a letter that he was...
The letter arrived in 2004.
Or he was just still either laid off and don't come back to work or something or other. There are two different occasions, as I understand.
Different and inconsistent testimony by Mr. Liu. And the judge did not know what to believe and questioned the credibility of the story.
Job was over with. I don't know what. What do you mean? What's the discrepancy?
Yeah.
The first statement was that I went back to work right after I was released from detention, and then my boss told me not to come in.
Okay.
The second story was that he went to his period of 1 week hospitalization, and then went back to his work, and then was notified that he shouldn't go back to work.
So the question is, when he went back to work, he was told not to come back, and then later on got a letter. The question is just, when did he come back to work, whether it be after a hospital stay or immediately after they let him out of the prison?
And the judge didn't know in making a decision, questioned the story because it was so inconsistent.
So the question is not so much the inconsistency as much as whether or not he's in the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was the doubt that was raised by the judge. The judge said, I don't know, based on this testimony, whether to conclude that you've been hospitalized at all, and it called into question his period of detention.
Look, Lee explained that although he was told not to return to work following his release from detention, he testified, that the decision wasn't permanent until he received the letter from the Dalian Tractor Factory. And I think that's important to note.
I think
because
it's important.
Where inconsistencies in testimony are easily explained, those are insufficient to form the basis of any adverse credibility decision or finding. And his explanation is plausible, and the inconsistency certainly seems to me to be inconsequential.
Taken in their entirety, all of the different aspects of the story that the judge questioned.
What's the third and fourth? Hospital record. Is one of them the date he was fired?
That's correct. Okay. The date he was fired, the date that he was his passport issue, how he presented his hospitalization and his failure to include his hospitalization in his written asylum application.
All this stuff that getting beat up and in prison and all that stuff, is that also in doubt?
In doubt because of the hospitalization records and his failure to include the
whether he really did get injured or not.
Correct, Your Honor. In sum, in this case, the respondent believes that there is no compelling evidence to indicate that the board's decision affirming the judge's adverse credibility determination was an error. The IJ clearly stated his doubts and provided Mr. Liu the opportunity to clarify those, and he did not. And in addition, responding briefly to the due process allegation in the opening brief, the brief to the board did not include any challenge to issues that the board did address in their decision, to claim that the board's decision lacked in substance or in comprehensiveness, it lacks merit. There is no compelling evidence as we read this record to disturb the decision of the board below. The respondent would request that you deny the petition for review.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Lee has some time left. You got about a minute, Mr. Lee.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Your Honor, I think in this case, so a judicial notice should be given to the fact that the Dalai Lama has been characterized as a Tibet independent element by Chinese government. And anyone who has been attached to Dalai Lama may be persecuted. This is the situation in China. Thank you so much, Your Honor.
Okay, thanks. This case will be taken under advisement.